It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. This past weekend, I traveled to Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas for the Invited Celebrity Classic. Tony Romo came from 3 spots back to win the celebrity division of the Invited Celebrity Classic. They use a modified Stableford scoring system. He had 40 points on his Sunday final round to finish with a total of 107. He beat out Marty Fish, who finished with 102, Annika Sorenstam with 101, Mark Mulder was 4th with 100 points. Tony Romo, birdieing holes right and left, started his round with a birdie on 1, birdied 15, and got up and down out of the bunker on 18 to secure the win. Tony Romo getting it done as a celebrity in the Invited Celebrity Classic. Mark Hensby won the pros division of the Invited Celebrity Classic. He did it on the 4th playoff hole over Charlie Wee. After they were both tied at minus 12, they both parred 18. They played 18 again and parred it. Then they both parred 17, the par 3. And then Charlie Wee made a double bogey on the 18th hole, their 4th playoff hole, Mark Hensby able to make par. Mark Hensby and Charlie Wee went into the playoff. Alex Chayka finished 3rd, Richard Green 4th, along with Jerry Kelly. I want to tell you a little bit about the Tornado Relief Golf Tournament that Ken Duke and Glenn Day have put together. It's going to take place on May 15th at Burns Park Golf Course in North Little Rock. I'm going to tell you how to sign up here in a little bit, so grab pen and paper if you have time, if you're not driving, if you want to participate in this event. To tell you a little more about the golf tournament at Burns Park on May 15th, I was able to talk with Ken Duke.
Ken, you and Glenn Day have teamed up to help support the tornado relief efforts. Devastating tornado went through central Arkansas. Why did you two decide to come together?
Well, we're just playing golf one day, then something came up about, you know, this storm that came through, and he said, hey, we should do something, you know, to try to give back and help back. And that's what Arkansans do. We all come together as a family. And so we just threw this together, and he called all of his friends. I called all my friends, and here we go. I think it's going to be really special.
May 15th, Burns Park in North Little Rock, and the tornado actually went just to the west of the golf course there, and I think there was a little damage on one of the 18s.
I think so. But I know the West Little Rock area, Rodney Parham, Shackelford, Cantrell, all that stuff just got pounded. Obviously, we're in Arkansas as well. We're going to try to help them as well. But, yeah, it's just sad this stuff happens. It happens everywhere. And, you know, just we're just trying to help out as much as possible. And you know, the community of Arkansas and Little Rock is wonderful.
I remember the Arkadelphia tornado. I mean, you went to Henderson State, the one that went right through the middle of town back in the 90s. That was a devastating one as well.
That's a funny story because I was playing the Asian Tour at the time, and I was in Singapore, and our only Americanized station was CNN, and it said strong storms in Arkansas. It just caught my eye, and that's the only thing I was watching, right? So came up and said, Arkadelphia, Arkansas, Category 5 tornado. And I'm freaking out, and I'm over in Singapore, you know, kid from a little small town, you know, over there. Luckily, it was during the middle of the day on a Saturday, too, and that was the big part because everybody prepared for it, and no, the daycare that got just smashed, nobody was there. So it's just, these things are bad. They're really bad.
You guys are going to put on a clinic out there on May 15th?
Yeah, well, really more than anything, just say thank you guys for coming and supporting us this quick turnaround. We'll hit a few shots and asking anybody wants to ask any questions, stuff like that, and we'll go forward.
Ken, best of luck with it.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
The charity golf tournament that benefits victims of the Arkansas tornado is going to be a four-man scramble. There will be a clinic with PGA Tour professional golfers Glenn Day and Ken Duke. Lunch and prizes. 12 o'clock is the lunch. 1 o'clock is the clinic. There's a 1:30 shotgun start. There will be prizes and snacks following play. It will all take place Monday, May 15th at Burns Park Golf Course in North Little Rock. So tee it up for tornado relief with Glenn Day and Ken Duke. For more information, email Jennifer Day at jrday2121@comcast.net. That's jrday2121@comcast.net. That's for more information on the charity golf tournament that will take place at Burns Park Golf Course on May 15th. I want to thank one of our sponsors of From the Shoregrass, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. If you need an overnight place to stay, make sure it's one of their hotel properties. How do you do that? You go on the web, bphotels.com. They have a list of their properties right there. Find one that is close to your location where you need to be, and make sure you're staying at a Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group property. We're back with Annika Sorenstam after this on From the Shoregrass.
This is Thomas Blackman of Blackman Auctions. You all know by now I'm not a good golfer, but my son loves the game and he and I have been playing more. I've got my score down to, I've quit playing a scramble on every hole. I'm using the bunker rake much less than I used to. And a lot of the time I hit my drives past the women's tee box. All of my success in golf can directly be tied to me listening to From the Shoregrass. Without it, I would not be the golfer I am today. Trey, you owe me $20 for that. Trey knows golf. I know auctions. Come see us at BlackmanAuctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
With all the decisions you need to make about what to do in El Dorado, finding a place to stay is an easy one. The Haywood is uniquely positioned to make your stay one to treasure. Located in the historic Union Square District of El Dorado, the Haywood offers luxurious accommodations that feature contemporary, colorful rooms with high-quality bedding, comfortable baths with walk-in showers, and a spacious workspace with stylish plantation shutters that are unique additions to the stunning decor in a non-smoking environment. Make the Haywood your home away from home the next time you visit El Dorado.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass. Annika Sorenstam really doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to give you one. She was born on October the 9th, 1970 in Bro, Sweden. She came to the United States to go to college at the University of Arizona on a golf scholarship. She turned professional in 1992 and eventually joined the LPGA Tour in 1994. She is third all-time in LPGA Tour victories with 72. She's fifth all-time on the Ladies European Tour with 17 victories. When it's all told, she has 97 professional wins. She has won 10 LPGA major championships: the Chevron Championship, the Women's PGA Championship, the U.S. Women's Open, the Du Maurier Classic, and the Women's British Open. But it was her victory in 1995 at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, Colorado, site of the U.S. Women's Open that year, that became her first official victory on the LPGA Tour. She won 8 Player of the Year awards, which is still a record today, 6 VARE trophies given to the LPGA player with the lowest seasonal scoring average. She is the only female golfer to ever shoot a 59 in competition. She represented Europe in the Solheim Cup on 8 occasions between 1994 and 2000. In 2003, she played in the Bank of America Colonial Tournament in Fort Worth, Texas, to become the first woman to play in a PGA Tour event since 1945. On January the 7th of 2021, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from then-President Donald Trump. Annika Sorenstam regarded as one of the best female golfers in history, is on the tee.
Hanukkah, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. I want to take you back. When did you first pick up a golf club? Do you remember that?
I started playing when I was 12 years old. I played a lot of sports growing up. Golf wasn't really that exciting to me in the beginning because I competed in tennis and soccer and downhill skiing. So I wanted a sport that I thought had a little more fast-paced. But, once I started playing, I got really hooked.
Downhill skiing. I mean, being from Sweden, I get that. But then why golf?
Golf is, quite a big sport in Sweden. Not as big as hockey and soccer, but I want to say it's like number three or number four. And my parents played the game. We lived really close to a golf course. And I think, the more I played, the more I realized how difficult it was and how more I wanted to, just trying to figure it out and how to hit the shot or make that putt. Or I was just intrigued by the challenge.
Do you remember the actual day or date that you were hooked with golf?
No, I know I don't, but I do remember just at the age of 16, I told my dad I'm done with all the other sports. I just want to play golf. So I think that year is when I started to commit full time to golf.
When you were young, who did you look up to that were playing the game of golf?
We didn't have the social media we do today. We certainly didn't have a coverage, not a women's coverage. I mean, I grew up watching a lot of men in Europe playing. It was, it was Bernard Langer, Nick Faldo. Those type of guys that we just watched. And then I've heard about Nancy Lopez and obviously Anna Palmer. And Jack Nicklaus more from, over here in the U.S. So they were, those Hall of Famers that I never thought I would meet. But, yeah, they were inspiring. And it's like, wow, it looks like they're having a good time.
When you moved to the States, joined the LPGA Tour, what was that trek like for you?
Well, I came over here in 1990 on a scholarship and really enjoyed my time at the University of Arizona. And then I decided to turn pro 2 years later. And, I missed tour school or the qualification to get my card the first year on the LPGA. So I played in Europe for a year. And I think looking back, it was a good lesson. Obviously I was disappointed to not make the LPGA my first try, but I matured, I got better. And it helped me to be ready when I did get on the tour in 1994.
When you finally won the first tour event, what were your emotions like?
Oh, I mean, obviously it was huge. I mean, to win a tournament is great. And then to win the U.S. Open is even greater. So, I think, of course, I was overwhelmed and shocked and everything. But it was just also, it kickstarted my career. And, I still look back at that time in 95 when it was such a change in my career. And, it was great, of course.
Did you think at the time you were prepared for what was to come?
I wasn't prepared, but because I knew that, I hadn't reached my full potential. And all of a sudden, I'm winning a major. I knew I was just kind of somewhat a rookie out there and had a lot to learn and a lot more to experience and, I had to learn some more lessons, but, you do it quickly when you're thrown into that scene and that arena. So, but it was great. I have so many wonderful memories and of course I've cheated a lot more than I ever thought I could.
What do you say to young girls that want to maybe follow in your footsteps and play on the LPGA Tour?
Well, you should give it a try. I look at my life and the opportunities and the people I met and the places I've gone. It's been tremendous. And so if you have a chance, of course, you should give it a try. It's all about having fun. It's being committed and disciplined. It's hard, very competitive, and could be lonely sometimes. But if you don't try, you don't know. So give it a shot.
Your name is on a collegiate event, the Hanukkah. The University of Arkansas has won that twice. Shauna Estes Taylor, the coach there, and Maria Fossey won the individual there as well. Why do you give back in that form?
Oh, because I want to say thank you. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for golf. So this is my way to inspire the next generation and make the golf world in a better place, and especially girls' golf, women's golf too. Because I was there not that long ago, but so how can I, kind of my pay it forward type philosophy, and it's been great. I love seeing the next generation grow and mature and achieve success.
How's your game?
Yeah, it's okay. I do practice a little bit. Actually, I practice quite a bit. Haven't really competed in several months, but this is more about being out here, having a good time. I enjoy playing the celebrity events. The guys are really nice, and playing here with the champions makes it very special.
When you look back at Colonial 20 years ago, what do you remember about that?
Oh, I remember a lot of things. I mean, it was a highlight of my career and changed a lot of things, my mindset and how I go about things, but also just, you know, the challenges and what it was like. I was very, very nervous, of course, but it was also historic moments and something I still talk about today.
Was it a crazy week? Was the build up to that Thursday first tee shot crazy? I mean, did you just feel the pressure getting to you as that Thursday crept closer?
I think so. I mean, I tried to be prepared. I tried to do everything I thought, you know, it's hard to prepare something you don't really know what to expect, but I was ready from a game perspective. I felt my good was in good shape and my body was good and ready mentally. But of course, you know, once we start getting closer to the tee time, how just the, you know, the atmosphere and all the people, and then it started to hit me, you know, it's, this is really happening. But yeah, I was nervous, extremely nervous on the first tee. But, you know, once I got the, you know, the ball to stay on the tee and hit the first shot, it was like, oh, let's just play.
Give me a little bit about Fizzy Bees.
Yeah, Fizzy Bees, change of gear. My husband and I started this sparkling classic cocktail. It's vodka-based but sweetened with organic honey during COVID. We were a little bored, and there's a lot of RTDs ready to drink out there that we felt had no flavor, or they had so much flavor. It was so many calories and a lot of sugar. And, you know, I studied nutrition in school, and I looked at Mike, and I said, why don't we come up with our own? And he said, sweetie, no, well, you're such a busy bee, we don't need more projects. And there's the name, and it's just it's going quite well. Obviously, it's a mom and pop shop, but we're trying to navigate through the distribution channels and get our products pollinated out there everywhere. But it's been fun learning a lot about a new industry, and you know, it's not easy. I thought golf was kind of a male dominated sport. I can tell you that the spirit industry is a very male dominated sport, so I had to go back to all the things I learned when I played at Colonia, go out there and persevere and be disciplined and focus hard and be patient. So we'll see how it goes.
Do you think you're getting there?
I hope so. I mean, we're selling literally in 4 states, which if you think about it, you go from your kitchen recipe to seeing it in a store, a Kroger store or Giant Eagle store or Meijer's store or, you know, Raley's. I mean, these are massive grocery store, and then you see your drink there that you have designed from the very beginning. It's kind of an interesting feeling, and a feeling of, you know, being proud, of course, and hard work. And, you know, it's, you know, I love a little bit of that entrepreneurial spirit. I like building things and creating things, so we'll see how long it goes.
Your kids, they love the game of golf, don't they?
Our son loves a lot. Our daughter, she plays a little, but not as much. But Will is crazy about the game, so it's fun to see his passion.
Do you think that he'll have a chance to make it someday into college first off, and then maybe professional golf if that's what he wants to do?
Well, time will tell. That's his goal. Exactly that. He wants to play high school golf, college golf, and then play on the PGA Tour. It's, you know, we talk about how tough it is, but, you know, I also tell him that, you know, growing up in Sweden as a little girl, don't you think I dreamed about it? So, you know, everybody should have a dream. And if you have a dream and if you have the passion and the will and the desire, I just tell him, go for it.
Does he beat you?
He's getting there. You know, we play different tees, but he has amazing short games. So we do little challenges, putting, you know, putting matches and so forth. And, you know, I have to work hard to beat him, which is what it should be. I said, you know, the day you beat me, you're in good, buddy. So let's just keep trying. Don't get upset that I beat you. But, you know, I'm on my way out and he's on his way in.
Favorite golf course you've ever played?
Oh, I like Pine Valley. It's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
That was quick.
Yeah, because it's really good. I mean, it's just really difficult, but it's just so amazing and so secluded and just a great challenge.
Let me ask you, I'll throw in another one. The Broadmoor, what does that mean to you?
Oh, I love the Broadmoor too. You know, there's so many great courses out there. Obviously very different than Pine Valley, but, you know, that's where my career started. And we have good friends there, great memories. And it's a tough course, especially around the greens. But it's a beautiful area. Colorado in the summer is hard to beat.
Fantasy foursome. 3 other players, living or deceased, that you could play around a golf with, who would they be?
Yeah, so if you would have asked me this question, you know, 15 years ago, it would have been a different answer. But now it's obviously my family, my husband and my 2 kids. We can go out and play and have a good time. Just spending time together and sharing golf memories, it's the best.
Say I was asking it 20 years ago, who would it be?
Yeah, it would probably have been a twosome with Brad Pitt, and that would have been enough.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks.
My thanks to Annika Sorenstam for taking some time out of her busy schedule to stop and talk with me for a little bit so that I could bring you that interview. Once again, on May 15th, Ken Duke and Glenn Day are going to put on a golf tournament for tornado relief to help those who were affected by the tornado that went through central Arkansas and Wynn, Arkansas as well. Once again, get pen and paper ready. We're going to tell you how you can sign up for this golf tournament and where you need to go to get more information. But first, I want you to hear from Little Rock resident and PGA Tour professional, Glenn Day.
Glenn, you live in Little Rock. It's your home. Tornado went through there. You and Ken decided to get together and put on a golf tournament.
Yes. You know, Jennifer and I were talking about it, and, you know, we were like, we need to do something. And I said, well, I'm playing golf with Ken today. I want to ask him, you know, and it's something we do. And then Ken and I started talking about it, and it's kind of a no-brainer. Yes. It's nothing fancy, nothing special. We're just trying to raise money, and every dollar we raise is going to go straight to, you know, helping the victims of the tornado. You know, we're not going to do anything to give to an organization that money may go to staff or something. If we have to go buy food and put it in a bag and hand it out, we're going to do that. Every dollar is going to go to the relief.
Burns Park Golf Course, May 15th. You're no stranger to Burns Park.
No, we like Burns Park. You know, Steve Ralston's out there and he's family, and Terry Hartwick was unbelievably gracious when I called Terry and I said, we're thinking about doing this and we're going to help Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Wynn, Arkansas. And I said, he goes, what do you need? I said, I need a golf course. And without hesitation, he goes, take Burns Park. You got it. Whatever you need. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Anything we can raise is great. If you can't show up, we'll take donations. We take anything. I mean, we're just trying to help.
And your wife is spearheading this now.
Well, you know, she does a lot. She ran the Day for Charity when we had that here. She does a lot for Car Tie. I think she's on the board there, and a couple of different boards, and Festival of Trees. So she does a lot for charity. She knows how all of this works. And, yes, she is spearheading everything.
Glenn, best of luck with the tournament.
Thank you very much.
So just to recap for you, Monday, May 15th at Burns Park Golf Course in North Little Rock. The address is 30 Championship Drive. That's actually in Burns Park. A four-man scramble. There will be a clinic with both Glenn and Ken Duke. 12 o'clock lunch, 1 o'clock the clinic, 1:30 shotgun start. There will be prizes and snacks following play. For more information, email jrday2121@comcast.net. That's jrday2121@comcast.net. Tee it up for tornado relief with Glenn Day and Ken Duke. Before we hit the break, I want to tell you about our friends at Blackman Auctions. Thomas Blackman, they know auctions. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. If you like just going to auctions, if you think you might find something at an auction, go to their website, blackmanauctions.com, find out where their next auction is, and go to it. Blackman Auctions. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. We're back with more from the Shortgrass after this. Stay with us.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
This is Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. The economy is changing slowly but surely. The market is slowing down in a gradual slide. Not an emergency yet, the sky is not falling, but a change is coming. When times are good, auctions make buyers compete to buy at the highest market value. When the economy gets tough, auctions force buyers to make a purchase decision. Either way, auctions get the highest return for a seller and a strong deal for a buyer. With an experienced auction company, it's a simple process. Go to blackmanauctions.com for more information. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass. On the tee with our rules segment, here's PGA Master Professional Adam Carney.
Adam, this comes in from Jennifer in Benton. What is the correct way to mark your golf ball on the green? And if you need to move it, how do you move it according to the rules?
Well, the rules don't specify a quote-unquote proper way. It just says you have the ability to mark the position of your golf ball and lift it. And then it must be replaced on the same spot that it was on when you lifted it. So I would tell you, obviously, the preferred method would be to place a coin or some other round, flat object behind the golf ball, you know, behind the golf ball in line with the hole, lift it. Is there a prohibition against placing that coin in front, in between the golf ball and the hole and lifting it? No, as long as you put it back in the same form and fashion. I can't count the number of times I've seen somebody put a coin in front of the ball and then they put the ball back. Like they literally just gained maybe an inch.
3 inches?
Not even that.
It depends on how big your mark is.
But I mean, it's like.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah.
You're 40 feet from the hole. 39 feet, 11 inches is going to help.
Yeah. But let's say, like she asked in her question, if you have to move it because a competitor asks, hey, I need you to move your mark.
Sure.
What do you need to do?
So, you know, it's just a matter of measuring a distance that, you know, gets the mark out of the line of putt of the fellow competitor. And obviously we use putter head a lot. We, you know, you might find a tree or something stationary that's not going to move. You know, I wouldn't use the flag stick on an adjacent green because a group may come up and pull it out and all of a sudden you don't know your yeah. orientation. So, you know, I might just line it up with the center of a tree, you know, place the putter head down, move it back to from the toe to the heel. And if that's good, that's good. If it's a big breaking putt and the guy's like, I don't know if it's going to go here, you know, you can move it with a club if you have a whole club length if you want to. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as the ball gets placed back in the position it was when you lifted it. So, you know, is there a ruled way of marking your golf ball? No. Is there a prescribed method that's recommended? Sure. Placing, you know, that object behind the ball, keeping the ball between you and the hole and replacing it. And then is there a process for moving that mark if it's in somebody's line of putt? Yes, it's use a putter head is the most common thing. I'll add this as well, because what happens if you don't move it back, right? So now we play from a wrong place. We're going to be penalized.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my glove, and I don't putt with a glove on. Most people don't. I keep my glove in my back left pocket. Well, if I move my mark, I take my glove and I just wrap it around the shaft, and it slides down to the head. So if I go to putt and my glove's there, I realize, hey, I need to move my coin back. And then as a player, after I've putted and I've asked you to move your coin, the first thing I'm going to say is, hey, don't forget to move your coin back. You know,
right.
That's, you know, it's just common courtesy.
Common courtesy.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I always mark my ball with, if it's a coin, whatever, the same side up all the time. So that if I have to move
sure.
it, I flip it over. So let's say heads up with a quarter all the time. If I see tails up, I know I've got to move it back. That way I don't have to fool with the glove and putting it on the shaft of the club.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm getting old, so I can't remember heads up and tails up. I'd probably forget, well, what does tails mean again?
Yeah.
You know, I might. But maybe it's just barely on the line. So instead of placing the coin behind the ball, that you place it to the side of the golf
sure.
ball, and now it's not interfering with that line of putt. Maybe it's a very short putt. That's perfectly acceptable, too, as long as you place the ball back
right.
where it was.
Great question, Jennifer. And if you have a question on the rules of golf, send us an email fromthesortgrass@gmail.com.
That will do it for this edition of From the Shortgrass. Again, I want to thank Annika Sorenstam for taking time out of her extremely busy and hectic schedule and chatting with me down in Dallas at Las Colinas Country Club for the Invited Celebrity Classic. Also, if you want more information on the golf tournament that benefits Tornado Relief, email jrday2121@comcast.net and she will send you all of that information. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf.
This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.